American Language Course, Situation Tape 9. Look at the pictures for Situation 9.
Yesterday, we talked about our trip to the ranch in Texas. We're going to travel by train. Look at picture number one. This is the train station. There are many people here. Today is a holiday, and many people are taking trips. Are there many people or no people at the train station? There are many people at the train station. We have to go to the ticket office to get our tickets. In picture one, is there a ticket office where we can get our tickets? Yes, there is. You ask the ticket clerk if he has our reservations to San Antonio.
Where are you going, please? Oh, to San Antonio. And what was your name? Oh, yes. Was your reservation for two tickets or three tickets? Yes, two tickets. Good. Here they are. The train will leave promptly at 6:30 from track 2.
We can get on the train now?
Yes, you can board the train now.
Good. The clerk said we can board the train now. Do you want to board the train now or wait? When we board the train, we get on the train. If we board the train, do we get on the train or get off the train? We get on the train. Okay, let's get on the train. What's another way of saying to get on the train? Yes, to board the train. This station is crowded. The train is crowded, too. A train that is crowded has too many people in it. In this train, there is no place for more people. Is this train crowded or not crowded? It's crowded. This train is crowded because many people are going on pleasure trips. Say, pleasure. On a pleasure trip. When you enjoy doing something, it's a pleasure. I enjoy being on a trip. Will traveling on this train be a pleasure for me? Yes, it will. I like to go to the theater. Is the theater a pleasure for me? Yes, it is. Why do people watch television? Because it's a pleasure. They like it. Some people don't like to travel on a holiday. It's not a pleasure for them. They stay in their homes, or sometimes they go to a public park. A park for all the people is a public park. Is a public park for a few people or all the people? It's for all the people. There are many things that people can do in a park. Many people like to play baseball or just watch a baseball game. Baseball is a very popular sport. When many people like something, it's popular. If something is popular, do many people or a few people like it? Many people like it. What is a popular sport in your country? Oh, it is? Swimming is a popular sport here. Many people go to public parks to swim. So, what do we say about something that everyone likes? It's popular. Right. And where do many people go to play baseball or go swimming? To a public park. And who can go to a public park? Anybody can go to a public park. It's public, so all the people can use it. The train we are on is for all the people. Is this train public transportation? Yes, it is. So, what kind of transportation is a bus? It's public transportation. Look at picture two. This is the club car on the train. We can get something to eat or drink in the club car. In picture two, do you see any chairs that we can use? Yes, there are two extra chairs there. They are extra because they are not needed. Say extra. Extra chairs. An extra chair is a chair that is not being used. In picture two, is the man at the table using all the chairs? No, he isn't. Are there no chairs or some extra chairs at the table? There are some extra chairs at the table. How many extra chairs do you see? Two extra chairs. Now, ask the man at the table if we can sit in those extra chairs.
What did you say? Oh, can we sit in these extra chairs? Sure, please sit down. My name is Henry Brown. What is your name?
Did you tell him your name? Good. And my name is Joe Smith. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm traveling to Texas. What kind of work do you do, Mr. Brown?
I'm a weatherman. Do you know what a weatherman tells the people? A weatherman tells the people what the weather will be. Who tells the people what the weather will be tomorrow? The weatherman. Right. That's what I do. Now, yesterday the weather was clear, but today the weather isn't clear. Do you know what clear weather is? When we have clear weather, there are no clouds in the sky, no rain or snow, just nice weather. In picture number three, is the weather clear or not clear? It's not clear. The weather is cloudy. When it is cloudy, it is not clear. What do you see in the sky in picture three? Clouds. Yes, there's a big cloud in the sky. What is falling from the cloud? Sure, rain is falling from the cloud. Does rain make the land wet or dry? Rain makes the land wet. Is the weather clear when it's raining? No, it isn't. That big cloud in picture three is a thundercloud. It's called a thundercloud because it makes a sound called thunder. Do you see thunderclouds on clear days or cloudy days? On cloudy days. Can you hear the thunder from a thundercloud? Yes, you can. The great number of strong lights coming from a thundercloud is lightning. Does a thundercloud have much lightning and thunder? Yes, it does. What is the strong light that comes from a cloud? It's lightning. What is the sound that comes from the cloud in picture three? It's thunder. The rain falling from a thundercloud is a thunder shower. Do we have thunder showers on a clear day or on a cloudy day? On a cloudy day. From what kind of cloud do we get thunder showers? From a thundercloud. We usually have thunder showers in spring and summer. At what time of the year do we have thunder showers? In the spring and summer. What kind of showers do we get from a thundercloud? Thunder showers. And what do we hear and see in thunderclouds? Thunder and lightning. Do you have a lot of rain or no rain in your country? Is that so? Some countries have a lot of rain, don't they? You know, it's nice and comfortable in this train, but it's warm outside. Look at picture 4. These are thermometers. They show us how warm or how cold it is. They are centigrade thermometers. What shows us how warm or cold it is? A thermometer. What does a thermometer show? It shows how warm or cold it is. When the temperature is warm, the thermometer is high. When it's cold, the temperature is low. Say, temperature. The temperature high. Is the temperature high or low when it's warm? The temperature is high when it's warm. If the temperature is low, is it warm or is it cold? It's cold. When the temperature is high, it's hot. When it's low, it's cold. Look at picture 4 again. We read the temperature in degrees. Say, degrees. Degrees. In picture 4, thermometer 1, is the temperature shown at 20 degrees or 40 degrees? The temperature is 40 degrees. Is 40 degrees centigrade a cold or a hot temperature? Sure, it's a hot temperature, very hot. Now, look at the other thermometer, number 2. What is the temperature on that thermometer? It's 0 degrees. Is this a high or a low temperature? It's low. 0 degrees centigrade shows that the weather is very cold. It's freezing weather. Freezing is when water turns to ice. Say, freezing. Freezing. Water freezes at 0 degrees centigrade. It becomes ice. When does water become ice? At 0 degrees centigrade. What happens to water at 0 degrees centigrade? It freezes and becomes ice. On the centigrade thermometer, 0 degrees is very cold, and we have this freezing temperature in the winter. Sometimes we have snow. Look at picture 5. This is a snowman. In the winter, the children make this man of snow. What do the children make this man of? Of snow, yes. And in picture 5, what is falling from the sky? Snow is falling from the sky. Does the snow fall from the sky when it is cold or when it's hot? When it's cold. What is the snowman in picture 5 made of? It's made of snow. When it's warm, there is no snow. When it's warm, we have a heat wave. A heat wave is hot weather for many, many days. Is there a heat wave when it's snowing? No, there isn't. Does a heat wave last a short time or a long time? It lasts a long time. We have heat waves in the summer. In Texas, it becomes very hot. Do we have heat waves during the summer or during the winter? during the summer. Look at picture 6. Is this man in a heat wave or a snowstorm? He's in a heat wave. Is the temperature very warm or very cold in picture number 6? It's very warm. When the weather is very warm during a heat wave, the humidity may also be very high. Say, humidity. The humidity is high. The humidity is the percent of water in the air. Look at picture 7. This shows the percent of water in the air. Is there more humidity on a rainy day or on a clear day? On a rainy day. In picture 7 again, what percent humidity does the needle show? It shows 95% humidity. This means that there's a lot of water in the air. What is the word we use that means the water in the air? The humidity. Good. Well, we're coming to a small town, and I have to get off the train when it stops. I'm going to ask you some questions before the train stops. When there are many people on the train, what do we say about the train? The train's crowded. That's right. Who can go to public parks? Everybody can go to public parks. If I'm boarding the train, what am I doing? Getting on the train. When something is a pleasure, do we enjoy it or not enjoy it? We enjoy it. When people go to the parks, they like to watch baseball or play baseball. What do we say about a sport that everybody likes? It's a popular sport. Good. Sometimes, we have many days of very hot weather. What do we call many days of very hot weather? A heat wave. If I need one pencil and you give me 2 pencils, I can use one pencil. What do I say about the other pencil? It's an extra pencil. Right. What does a thermometer tell me? It tells me the temperature. When there are no clouds in the sky, what's the weather? It's clear. What does water do when it turns to ice at 0 degrees centigrade? It freezes and becomes ice. What kind of shower falls from a thundercloud? A thunder shower. In picture 5, what is the man made of? He's made of snow. He's a snowman. What did we call the percent of water in the air? It's humidity. At what temperature does water change to ice? At 0 degrees centigrade. Well, thanks for answering my questions. I hope I'll see you again soon. Goodbye.
This is the end of Situation Take 9.